I'm Tom Lundy, and this is Warp Storms. Warp Storms is a tabletop wargaming podcast focused primarily on the Games Workshop hobby. Best way to get in contact is tom.landy@gmail.com or at tomlandy on Twitter. So, this is my second of two podcasts in relation to the Horus Heresy Weekender, which happened just the weekend gone. I think it was February 2nd and 3rd. I kind of thought Necromunda and 30k were a little bit less important than the Titanicus stuff, so I'm going to do them both in this short episode. A couple of weeks ago, it was late January, we got a couple of weeks time message on the Warhammer community where we saw some of the new models that were going to be shown off. Really quite interesting stuff for 30k. We got lots of Night Lords, we got lots of Blood Angels, and then we got a big mechanical drill thing. That's massive, I'd like to point out. Night Lords are okay. I'm not a big fan of the aesthetic that they've gone for with the new 30k kits. I find the Praetors that were shown off a little bit static. The Leviathan looks great, Leviathan Dreadnought, but I don't like the corpse that's attached to the front of it. We saw a couple of those at the Weekender. We saw the White Scars as well, but I'll get back to that in a moment. And then we saw some beautiful, beautiful Blood Angels, described on the website as a Sanguinary Guard, but in Terminator armor. They're called Crimson Paladins, and they remind me a lot of the Emperor's Children combat unit. They're fantastic, but they were nothing in comparison to the next thing they revealed. And about a week ago, we saw our good old friend Sanguinius. I've already spoken about Sanguinius briefly a couple of shows ago. I'm not a big fan of the model, but I do like that we've got another Primarch, and he is good. The Sanguinius model also comes on there's a limited edition version where he is cutting down a demon of sorts. And I do like that model a lot more than the standalone Sanguinius model. The might just be the spear versus the sword in the kit, but it's pretty cool. I highly recommend you go to the website if you haven't seen it and have a look at that. So the weekend then began with showing us off the Sanguinius limited edition model and officially announcing that Malevolence, the 8th book in the Horus Heresy series for Forge World, was coming very soon. We saw some interesting Space Wolves. These guys, they really remind me of Rune Priests, so I'm not really sure what they are, but they apparently are Space Wolves that have gone too far down the path of the Wolfen. They're also holding some sort of energy grenades. They almost looks like canisters. One guy's got it in his hand, one guy's got it in his belt. They've painted them with like a green light inside. It almost reminds me of Skaven with the warp stone. We've known about Malevolence for a while now. The thing about Malevolence that's interesting is, of course, that we will get Blood Angels, but also we get standalone demons. Currently, the demons that are in the Horus Heresy are summoned, which gives them a very different playstyle, I think is the best way to think of it. The way the demons have been described to me is that when there is enough demonic energy to bring about a standalone incursion, what will happen is the demons will, they kind of wax and wane very much, I think, like the way the Idoneth Deepkin play, where you almost have the crashing wave. Demons will start really strong and over time weaken as their connection to the warp diminishes. Very exciting. Really looking forward to seeing some of the demon armies on the table in Horus Heresy, especially if we do get, as was mentioned several months ago, Primarch level demons, because we need them now, because we got Primarchs, so it'd be nice to get some strong demons. The book also has White Scars and some more Alpha Legion as part of it. It's going to be a really, really interesting book to read. Going on for that, we also saw some other really interesting things across the weekend. So there is a Contemptor Dreadnought with jump pack, which is currently being developed. There is a beautiful, I really like, really beautiful White Scar Terminators in development. They're all holding, I don't know how to call them, kind of pole arms, double-handed, brutal-looking axes. They look fantastic. And again, that's at the concept stage, so that they could be 6 to 12 months out still. We saw a finished Raldoron, who I really don't like. This is back to what I said about the Night Lords. There's a different style at play. It may just be the paint job, but the newer models just don't appeal to me the way that the older ones do. And once we saw Raldoron, we also saw some fantastic White Scars miniatures. Again, they're not exactly my favourite. We've got some nice Praetors, one in Terminator armour and one not, as you'd expect. The guy on in Artificer or regular plate is wielding the same weapon as the concept Terminators, and the Cataphractic Terminator Praetor is he seems to have some sort of an eagle on his arm. Eagle who is, from my eyes, is completely out of scale with the model. If that eagle was real, I think it'd be 3 or 4 foot tall, which is a little upsetting. We then saw some interesting, again, they're not to my taste, White Scars vehicles. We got a custom Leviathan Dreadnought, which is what it is, and quite a nice Contemptor. It's not bad. It's, again, not my favourite, but it's okay. We also have a reissue, I suppose, is one way to think of it. It's an entirely new, scaled up and redesigned Dreadnought drop pod. It looks massive, and I'm really looking forward to seeing this, because the Dreadnought drop pod currently is one of the most expensive things to buy, because Games Workshop no longer produce it, and so eBay has a field day. So I'm really glad that they're bringing that back. We've seen that for a while. I'm glad it's coming out reasonably soon. And then before we were let go from the weekend with Horus Heresy toys, we got shown just two of the funniest things in the world. The Mechanicum Ordinatus Acetus, which is, I think it's 14 inches long almost. It's a giant, giant drill on tracks. It's spectacularly, amazingly hilarious. It's so 40k. There's nothing about that model that makes any sense, and I love everything about it. And we also saw the Acastus Knight model, which is Mechanicum, and it's the, how do you pronounce this, Asteris. It just looks hilarious with the giant guns. Every single thing that the Mechanicum do is over the top and insanely funny, and both of these models are brilliant and over the top and insanely funny. I am so looking forward to seeing these on the tabletop. They're incredible. And then, other than the news about Adeptus Titanicus, there wasn't really anything else 30k related. At the weekend, there were mention of the Angron Primarch's novel and the Buried Dagger, which we know is coming out soon, so we're just going to hang on a word for that. Last bit of news was, of course, the next book. Now we know we're getting the book 8 anytime soon. Book 9 has to be mentioned, and that will be the Thramis Crusade. So initially, the only things that were talked about were Night Lords and Dark Angels. There could be a lot more in it, but we'll see. The Thramis has always been something I've been really interested in, so very happy to see that it's coming. And last but not least is Necromunda. I don't really have much to say about Necromunda, because it feels very much like it did at the last weekend there. We are seeing some new models. We saw a huge amount of concept for Bounty Hunters and different guilds. So I believe last year we saw 4 or 5 different guild artworks, the Water Guild, the I think like the Air Guild, things like that, people that were required to run the hive, as it were. This time we saw some really interesting things and some really interesting models. So we saw four or five new bounty hunters, one who I really love, who reminds me a lot of Scarecrow from Batman. He's just got this bag on his face and a big old las gun. He's great. There's also a guy who's very clearly straight from the newer Mad Max movie. It's brilliant. We also have what looks like the 40k version of an Arbite judge who is holding a needle gun and has the full British judge wig on, who's great. Also some a demon host and a thing which could easily have come from Dune without any issues. But again, I see it as mostly speculative. We got some nice renders of the Dalak heads and weapon sets, which I'm waiting for. I got some Dalak around Christmas and have built about half the kit. I really want some new weapons before I finish them. We also got a new squat, which just doesn't interest me in the slightest. You know, he's a short guy with guns. Great. And then the thing that makes me the most excited is the artwork that we're now seeing. There is an incredible reimagining of what looks to be one of the old Skyre, I'm not sure how they were pronounced or what they were called, but they were the guys who came down from the upper hive to fight in Necromunda. And there's a guy with, he's kind of like the 40k equivalent of Batman. He's amazing. And just some really interesting, cool models that, you know, if we ever get them, kind of jester-like and, yeah, really good, really good stuff. Again, I would highly recommend you go and look at the artwork for this kind of thing. There was also talk about, I'm not 100% sure on exactly what it was, but it looks like a space station, and looking at different war zones within Necromunda that you could play games. I think Necromunda is very safe sometimes because you are on a planet and locked in. Yes, there are many voids and pits to fall into, but it's all relatively safe. The idea of playing Necromunda on a spaceship, where if a wall blows out, you could all be killed just by the vacuum, it's a great idea. I love it. And that was it, basically. That's all of my thoughts on what's been announced, what's coming out, and what's happening next. And I'll leave it at that for now. Hopefully I'll speak to you guys next week. My name is Tom Landy. Best way to get me is on Twitter, at Tom Landy. Or you can email me, tom.landy@gmail.com. Take care, guys.